Broadcasting around the world on International Shortwave and on the Radio Disclosure Radio Network. I'm your host, Matt Aaron, and tonight we're going to venture into the mind. We're going to get in deep. We're going to try to unravel some mystery here. The thing about what we're going to address tonight, CIA, the NSA, top secret organizations have been using this technology for years. And you have the opportunity to be firsthand tonight to sit back and learn something about it. David John Oates joins us from Australia, from the land down under. How are you, David?
I'm doing good, mate. How are you going?
Well,
although you're in America, aren't you? Things aren't going too well there right now.
Well, I've been seeing you posting online about all these different things and political stuff, and you have a very good, I think, pulse on this of what's going on. But before we do that, to the average listener out there that knows nothing about reverse speech, and I kind of teed it up there for you a little bit, and I don't know where you want to get into tonight or what kind of things you want to get into, but what is reverse speech?
Okay, well, very simply, reverse speech is another form of human communication, or another human sense, the seventh sense, if you will. The theory is that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. And as all of us are speaking, we're creating the sounds of our speech in such a way that we're saying two things at once. One forwards, which is obviously how I'm talking to you now, and another communication that's going on in reverse. We are all hearing this reverse communication all the time. It explains a lot of what human intuition is all about. The reverse speech, which is what I call it, reverse speech will communicate the truth of any situation. If someone is lying forwards, you will get the truth in reverse. That's on the surface level. Reverse speech gets way down deeper into the depths of the unconscious and talks about human behavior and personality and why we do the things we do. And then at deeper levels, it gets down to the spirit itself. And that gets into very deep reverse speech theory. But for the newcomer, very simply, it's another form of human communication. Language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. Look, people have heard about this for years. It goes back to the 60s and 70s when they were hearing strange messages in rock and roll played backwards. And, the fundamentalist Christians quoted all the work of the devil. And I started my research in 83 trying to find out what this was all about, really. And this led me on to the discovery of reverse speech. So that's what it is in a nutshell.
So you've been doing this since 1983. You have quite a history here of this science. Have you been approached by agencies to teach them about reverse speech? Oh, wow.
Yes. In fact, if you Google CIA reverse speech, you will see on the CIA website, they have a copy of my book there. I spent 5 days training the CIA, FBI, Secret Service in the techniques of reverse speech. I believe those agencies are using it now. I hear consistent reports about it. I'm curious if they've released their interest in my work under the Freedom of Information Act, which you can all see on the website. I wonder what they haven't released. and what work they're doing with it now. So, look, it's a very interesting but also very threatening, intimidating technology. It essentially means the human mind is no longer private. Whatever you are thinking and feeling is embedded backwards into the sounds of our speech. It's the unconscious way of communicating the truth. And as humans, we it's been estimated that the average person tells over 1,000 lies a year. That seems a bit low to me, actually. I think it's probably more than that, but that's what one of the studies have shown. And so so what's that? 1,000 a year, that's 3 a day. No, I'm sure you tell more than 3 a day. And but the unconscious communicates the truth. We know some of it in body language. That's been studied for many, many years. And reverse speech is another way in which the unconscious communicates the truth. So as humans, our basic nature is to be honest and true. We have strayed away from that, but the unconscious has ways in which it communicates the truth in spite of ourselves, if that makes sense. So
that's the old thing that, my wife comes to me and she says, "I just don't trust that guy."
You in all likelihood you have picked up the reversals, they have told you the truth of this guy. You've heard them unconsciously, and so you respond accordingly. Let me find an example I can play you that would I've actually got a great example. I don't know whether I can play it on the air, though. Can I play four-letter words starting with S?
I can bleep it out, so go for it.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. That's in the reverse. No, I'll find one that doesn't use one. All right, here, look, let me play a really simple example to start off with. This is someone telling the truth. This is Angelina Jolie. Here, we'll play this forwards.
I grew up kind of very very aware of my own emotions.
And backwards, she says, I'm very aware.
I'm very aware.
Okay, so we assume from that statement that she is actually telling the truth. And let me find one. I'm just putting up all my various different categorizations of reverse speech, and let me show you one that's not telling the truth.
That one was so clear. It was amazing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Here's one. We'll play a simple one. This is Scott Peterson, who was sitting on death row in California. I believe he's since had his death sentence commuted to life imprisonment. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was accused of killing his wife. And he's being interviewed on TV before his trial, which incidentally he was convicted of the crime. And a reporter says, "Did you murder your wife?
Did you murder your wife?
No, I did not." So he says, no, I did not. But backwards we hear him say, "Neck, I hit hard."
Neck, I hit hard.
You hear that?
Oh, so, yes.
So what he's doing is he's denying it forward. No, I did not. But backwards the truth comes out. Neck, I hit hard. And incidentally, when they found his wife's body, she was decapitated, and they never did find the head.
Oh, wow.
So let me play you one.
Well, I tell you what, hold on just a second. We're going to run to a break here. When we come back, we're going to continue down this road. I think he teaches classes on this, folks. This. That last one, it sent chills down my spine. We'll be back
This is Radio Disclosure.
Guest tonight is David John Oates. We're talking about a technology that the CIA, the NSA, he's gone there. He's trained these guys. He's been doing this since before I was born. He said 1983. That's almost 40 years?
Yeah, long time. Yeah, a long time. I'm 65 now, so I started way back in my 20s. You know, it's been my lifetime passion, is what it has.
Well, a lifetime passion and a technology that has been unraveled and been proven from what you're saying over and over. So,
sure. Yeah, all my books are coming out in probably March. I'll be in all the bookstores. All seven of my books I'd already written, they're all being released at once. And I'm writing my eighth book now, which will be a couple of months before that's finished.
Is there anywhere where anybody can pre-order these?
You can actually go to my website, reversespeech.com. And you can get the self-published versions of the books now, which I've published myself. As far as pre-ordering the books the publisher's releasing, I'm not too sure. But go to my website, reversespeech.com, and you can get any of my books on the website.
All right. There you go. So where do you want to take us from here? America has been going crazy nuts. I see you posting almost daily stuff on America. I would love to hear your opinion on our political structure, especially being in Australia and the reverse speech expert.
Sure. Well, you know, talking about politics, I will always get me into trouble, so we'll get into trouble anyway. Look, reverse speech gives a very unique perspective into our politicians and our politicians' minds and what they're thinking and what they're planning. I've been following Donald Trump, ever since he was elected. Let me go back to, let me just pull up some of the very first reversals on Trump back in 2016 when he was running. We want this one here. I'm just going back to my 2016 sub file. I want to play you some of the reversals that were really quite amazing reversals that he had. Now they changed. Okay, we're going to get to how they changed, but here he was back in the very, very beginning on the campaign trail. Opened up in the wrong file. I'm sorry about that. Excuse me one second here. I have literally in my database here, I have got well over a million reversals.
Oh, wow.
That have been collected over all these years. And amazingly enough, I actually know where they all are, which is even more amazing, I think. Okay, so here's Trump on the campaign trail.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And here he says, America, wake up.
America, wake up. America, wake up.
Yeah. Hear that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's rallying the cries. America, wake up. Here he is. He's attacking Ted Cruz, who was also running in 2016.
There's a big question mark on your head, and you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty, even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%.
And here he says, we hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary.
That's great.
Isn't that classic, eh?
You gotta play that again. I gotta hear that again.
Oh, sure. Okay, here we go. We hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary.
Hillary. Wow. You know, one of the major things of that reverse speech is you hear names in reverse. And many times when I've been working with clients in my private practice, I'll hear names of friends or relatives or lovers that they're hiding. He had some pretty interesting. I got to play this one too. This is a classic. This is classic. He's having a go at Hillary. This is what we call a congruent reversal. He's talking forwards about Hillary Clinton and her email scandals. For those of you who can go back to 2016, there was a big scandal over emails that went disappearing. Mysteriously vanished. 30,000 of them, apparently, something like that. Anyway, so here's Trump talking about this.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, "Here, Hillary." And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
And here he says, Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, this email.
And let me run the whole lot backwards for you, and you'll hear how it just comes. You'll hear this gibberish, and then it's really clear phrase, jump up out of the gibberish, then back to gibberish once again. So here's the whole track backwards. You hear how it just comes up out of the gibberish like that? You hear gibberish? And bang, this very clear message. And that's literally how reverse speech occurs. You'll be running the tapes in reverse, and then suddenly up out of the gibberish, you'll hear this really clear reversal. Here's another one on Trump back in 2016.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
And he says, wake up, we are the best, America. So, you know, which is consistent with this whole campaign, you know, MAGA, make America great again, you know, we are the best, America. And that's one of the reasons why he was swept into power so decisively, because his reversals were basically congruent. Okay. So, however, once he got in power, some reversals started to change. Now, let me see if I'm going to have to find. Not in this subdirectory. Okay. All right. Here he is once he was elected.
Nor, he said, had he heard about reports of racial slurs and personal threats against African Americans, Latinos, and gays by some of his supporters.
I'm very surprised to hear that. I hate to hear that.
And he says, you see power. I'm sorry, that's hard to hear because she's speaking out of the top of him.
I can still hear it, though.
Okay, so I'll play it again. Yeah, he saw the power of the presidency is what he saw. Okay, so so let's move up a couple of years, and let me see if I can find some of his latest what I would call incongruent reversals. There's one I'm particularly looking for. This one here. Okay. Remember about the wall. You know, we're going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. Okay? Well, he has built the wall, I'll give him that, but Mexico hasn't paid for it. So here he is about a year in office talking about the wall.
What's the difference? I want to get the wall started. I don't want to wait a year and a half until I make my deal with Mexico. So, and we probably will have a deal sooner than that. And by the way, Mexico has been so nice.
Okay, so he's confident we're going to get a deal with Mexico. But backwards, he says, they will not deal with us. And again. And they haven't. So he knew way back then that he wasn't going to be able to get Mexico to pay for the wall. Okay, so he really started to change once he got into office. Let me find some other ones that illustrate that. Let me see. Oh, look, here's a funny one. This, are we going to a break? Is that break music on here?
Oh yeah. So we're gonna jump to a break here, and we're gonna continue on with some more Donald Trump stuff here. I think these are absolutely amazing, and I'd have to say these are some of the clearest reversals that I've ever heard. And maybe it's say again.
I said, oh, thank you.
They're in, not only are they clear, but they're extremely understandable. So we'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. We're deep in the mind of Donald Trump with David John Oates. And we started the campaign off trail. I think you called it congruent reverse speech. And now, what was the phrase you used?
Incongruent. It means it's communicating an opposite message. There's two main types. Well, there's several types of reversals, but two of the main ones are congruent reversals, where they're saying the same thing. That was like Hillary, let's see this email. He's basically said the same thing backwards as he was saying forwards. Then you have incongruent reversals, where they're saying something different backwards to what you're saying forwards. It's where you're lying, and the reverse speech will correct that lie. And that is where reverse speech can get very, very intimidating, because not too many people want to have their lies exposed. So
you were going over another Donald Trump one here.
You know what? I just actually shifted to a different directory. So trying to find some of the other ones. Some of these I can't even play on the air. I'm just looking at let me go here. Like, I tell you what, let's go because we're going to be running out of time. What I have to do is I really have to go through all my reversals and get them all in a nice, neat little package, and then we can track the whole career of Donald Trump in reverse, and that will be interesting. which I do plan to do. Okay, so let's play some reversals from him from recent times. Okay, so we're looking in the last. I tell you what I want to do. Okay, the Capitol was raided last week. Okay, I want to play you a couple of reversals on Trump Jr. and Giuliani, who gave a rousing speech before the Capitol was invaded. And tell me if you think the reversals contributed to the raid. So here's Trump Jr. Sorry, I changed track so quickly.
You are all here on this rather cold January day.
And here he says back. And here he says back. Whoa, gee, what's happening? Sorry about that. My software is sticking. Backwards. Oh, we get tough.
Oh, we get tough.
Oh, we get tough.
Okay, so he's rallying the crowd, and then he says this.
No, guys, hey, guess what? That was music to Chuck Schumer's ears. That was music to Nancy Pelosi's ears. And that is what so many in the Republican establishment have created, that sort of mentality.
And here he says, Dad, they dare you.
Dad, they dare you.
Dad, they dare you. Dad, they dare you.
I think he's being dared. And here's one on Giuliani I want to play. Here we go.
This has been a year in which they have invaded our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom to move, our freedom to live. I'll be darned if they're going to take away our free and fair vote.
And he says in reverse, saw brave, now you fight.
Draw breath, now you fight.
Yeah. Wow.
You hear that? So.
Wow.
Did you hear that, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here almost speechless. So you have a scenario here where you have somebody who is rallying a crowd. And. Wow. So.
And the reversals are rallying the crowd to fight, to be get tough. So the crowd, and I've seen this in reverse speech many times, the crowd is rallied by the reversals of the speaker because we are tuning into that. That's where we get our feelings from. That's where we get our motivations from, is from the reverse dialogue. And so Trump Jr. and Giuliani giving this rousing speech on the 6th, the morning of the Wednesday morning last week, after they give their speech, which has reversals telling them to fight, the Capitol building is then attacked. So it brings up a whole lot of questions about how much are we really influenced by our reverse speech? How much does that play into a lot of what we do and say and feel? Okay? So so we'll take this a step further.
So what you're saying is this is exactly why my wife can always tell when I've bought the ham radio when I come back from the ham fest.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, you've already told her in reverse. Hey, I've got a classic example that illustrates this. Let me play a reversal. This is a man who was suspected of sending his wife a threatening letter. Okay, and a reporter offers to show him the letter. So let's listen to this.
Well, she says it was in your handwriting.
Well, then she should produce that letter, and let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
Yes, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, have you seen the letter? Then she says, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Do you want to see it? So as soon as he says, have you seen the letter, he says backwards, I want to see that letter.
Have you seen the letter?
And look at this. I'm going to run it forwards again.
Well, she says it was in your handwriting.
Well, then she should produce that letter, and let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
Then he says backwards, I want to see that letter.
Then she says this. Yes, I have.
Do you want to see it?
Yes.
So as soon as he says it backwards, I want to see that letter, what does the reporter do? Offers to show him the letter. We're getting it all the time. Ever sitting down, wanting a cup of coffee, and thinking, gee, I'd like to get a cup of coffee. And someone says, your wife says, hey, honey, would you like me to make you a coffee? And you say, gee whiz, I was just thinking that. You must have read my mind. Well, the answer is she probably did. She got it backwards. So, look, the existence of unconscious communication explains so much. It explains why we see and perceive and feel that someone's lying and not telling the truth. It explains a lot of intuition, psychic abilities that some people have. Many times we are getting it from reverse communication. And it what connects us as species, you know, it's...
So has reverse speech ever been used, to your knowledge, in a criminal investigation?
Yes, it has, several times. Yes, yeah. I've worked with the Australian police on not many cases, three cases on the Australian police. In one case I worked on, the reversals not only gave a confession to the murder, they also described the weapon that was used, which the police knew what weapon was used by ballistics, but I didn't know that, so that can impress them immediately. But then the reversals said where the weapon was hidden, in a cellar in the house. Police didn't know that. They got a search warrant, searched the cellar, and found it. So
were they able to get the search? And I'm asking this because of the validation of the science. Were they able to get the search warrant based upon the reversal, or was there more information?
They did not mention reverse speech in their request for a search warrant. I think they would have thought the judge would think they were crazy. I think they said we have information. I don't even know now. Gee, you've asked me a question I don't know the answer to. I don't know how they got the search warrant, to be frank.
So to me, I look at the science behind this and how long you've been doing it. It's fascinating. It's astounding. So in your career of trying to get people to believe in this and understand it, have you been ridiculed?
Oh, yes, of course. Extensively. Yes, yeah. By academia, particularly by academia, they say it's not possible. Look, in my latest book, I actually have a real big dig at academia. You know, Monash University in Australia here ran a series of tests, this was a few years ago now, and to see if people could hear reversals. And the test showed they could. They gave them control phrases, asked them to hear something that wasn't there, and they couldn't hear it. So they ran these tests, they got positive results, and they even said in their report, we don't deny that Oates has found valid reverse speech sequences. But their whole report was based on the fact that I had no linguistic background, which I don't. I flunked high school, so I have no academic background, which personally I think has been my salvation, not my damnation, because I didn't have anything to unlearn. So I have no background in linguistics, and also I have a commercial operation, which I do. This is how I make my living. So they dismissed it. They said, look, okay, look, he's found valid reverse speech phrases, but he's got no linguistic background. It's impossible that the brain can do this, and he's making money out of it, therefore we dismiss the whole thing. What? Excuse me? We've done numerous tests. We've done electroencephalograph testing, which you can see the brain receiving and responding to the reversals. All the tests are there. And the skeptics, most of them have never even. I remember Skeptical Inquirer wrote a huge big article on reverse speech, basically saying it was ludicrous, it can't exist. And I asked them, how many reversals have you listened to? How much time have you spent playing taste backwards? They say, oh, none. We wouldn't even be bothered doing something so stupid. So how can you debunk without examining the evidence? Duh.
So you've been on the cutting edge of this for quite a while, and you've been, yeah. This is what I like doing, folks. Bringing this to you. This is Radio Disclosure. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. David John Oates is our guest. Pioneered his field. Reverse speech. Been doing it for almost 40 years or 40 years. I don't remember. And the more that we continue to uncover, the more this science and technology seems that it needs to be more mainstream. Go to reversespeech.com. He's got all kinds of information up there. He's got 7 books that he's self-published. They're online right now for the taking. And there's going to be paperback copies coming out soon that he just told us. And we don't know if you can pre-order them yet, but we'll find that information out soon.
Yeah, I'll look into that. I know they're going to be in the bookstores in March. So look in March. Look at your favorite bookstore. Okay.
So you want to do some more Donald Trump?
Yeah, let's do some more Trump from this week, shall we?
Most definitely.
Okay. So here he is. This one's a little bit faint, but it's a significant one. And he's talking about the inauguration of Joe Biden next week, backwards, I think. Let me see what he's talking about forwards. Here we run the forwards.
What happened in the Capitol?
Mr. President, well, we're going to Texas. We're going to the southern border.
And here he says, they bus into inaugural. Can you hear that, or is that too faint?
Oh, no, I can definitely make that out.
So what does he mean by the bus into inaugural? I'm not sure. Let's play another reversal. There we go.
Terrible thing. And you have to always avoid violence.
And here he says, see a war.
See a war.
See a war. See a war.
And oh, wow. Then I have this reversal here.
Most importantly, the brave law enforcement officers who risk their lives every day to protect our families and our country. I also want to thank a tremendous gentleman, a friend of mine, Tom Homan.
Here he says, when I sent ambush there, I gather.
When I sent ambush there, I gather.
When I sent ambush there, I gather.
Okay,
so all of this worries me. I don't know what's going to happen in the inauguration next week, but I think we're in for some violence, unfortunately. And I hope not. They've got 20,000 troops stationed there, so, you know, we'll see, won't we? But they give me some ominous warnings, I think. And look, here's a really clear one. He's talking about the second impeachment.
And on the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics.
And here he says, they lose it, they'll shift me not.
Taylors did not shift me not.
Taylors did not shift me not. Taylors did not shift me not.
I'm sure you agree, very clear reversal. So he's saying the second impeachment won't work. I don't want to say he's planning something for the inauguration, but I'm very worried. That's all I can say. And then he does call for peace with a nice congruent reversal in a video released just 2 days ago.
All of us can choose by our actions to rise above the rancor and find common ground and shared purpose.
And here he says, serve the law.
Serve the law.
Serve the law. Serve the law.
So there we go. That's in the mind of Donald Trump in the last few days. Okay? I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. We'll see. I hope there is no violence. We'll see what happens, won't we?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, you know, here in the United States, I would have to say that there has never been a time since I've been alive that the country hasn't been so split down the middle. It doesn't really matter if you're on the left side or the right side of things or in the middle. There's a definite divide, and that divide has really, on the political scale, cause some major tension, and I don't see it getting any better any soon.
No, I don't see it getting better either. Look, reversals have been, I've been actually on the head of the scale with this. I started finding reversals in late 2019 that talked about conflict and strife in the United States. And I started publishing these even before COVID hit and warning people, look, something big's coming to America. There's going to be conflict and strife. And what did this see for all of 2020, you know, culminating in the attack on the Capitol last week? And I wish I could say it's going to be the end, but I don't think it is based on the reversals I'm finding. I think it's going to accelerate, not decelerate.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately. Wish I could bring you some better news, but that's what I'm seeing.
So as far as COVID go in reverse speech,
Yeah, COVID. All right, we got a little bit of time. Let me pull out some of my COVID reversals. Okay, so COVID and reverse speech. Got some interesting reversals. We'll play this one first. This is on the CDC in February last year.
And sustained person-to-person spread is concerning. These factors meet two of the criteria of a pandemic.
And she says, the madness, the virus, get the boost.
The madness, the virus, get the boost.
The madness, the virus, get the boost.
And again. Oh, wow.
The madness, the virus, the boost.
So I'm based on that reversal, I believe the madness is this crazy stuff that's happening, but the virus gets a boost. It's been modified. It's been genetically modified. And a new strain has just come out in the last couple of weeks that's highly contagious. But yet we're not being told all the story, as this reversal here indicates.
We have for many weeks been saying that while we hope this is not going to be severe, we are planning as if it is.
And here she says, deceive in your con.
Deceive in your con.
Deceive in your con.
So what?
Deceive in your con.
So what are we being conned about? What are we being deceived about? I believe that the deception is the fact that this was an accidental release. I don't think it was accidentally released. I think it was deliberately released. As a genetically modified bioweapon. I got a lot of reversals that validate this. Like here's one here.
Yes, so the answer to the first question is certainly we're considering what the spread of illness in other countries looks like.
And this says Earth's been attacked. So, anyway, look, I could do a whole show on just the virus alone.
Oh, wow. So with the evidence of the reverse speech, do you think that it's definitely been released?
No doubt in my mind at all. It's a genetically modified bioweapon designed to do exactly what it's done to the world, to bring it to its knees and kill off as many people as it can. And I think the Chinese deliberately created and released it. And I got reversals to validate that. People won't like me saying that, but that's what I'm finding.
Well, the facts of what you find, you're to me, it doesn't sound like you're trying to sugarcoat this. You're not trying to lie. What would be the purpose in that? I mean,
look, I always present my findings in an honest way, you know, and if I don't know, I don't know. And I always say that, you know, I'm not here to con or deceive anyone. I've discovered amazing technology. It needs far more research than what it's getting. I've got so much evidence to validate its existence. And it's communicating amazing messages about our society. It's going to bring us into the day of truth. Whether it's in my lifetime, probably not. But eventually it will do that.
I would say you definitely, paved the road, or at least started to dig the foundation of the road.
Yeah, that's what I like to think I'm doing. Yeah, it's going to be a long time. Something this big and this much of a paradigm shift can take the world a long time to accept it, but eventually the world will. There we go.
Yeah, especially the fact that people have the ability to find the truth.
Yeah.
In reverse speech. That's a big deal. So the website is reversespeech.com, folks. If you want more information, go there. He's got his books up there. They're self-published right now. He's got actual paperback books coming out. Get out and get them. And the inaugurational thing he went over, that's got me. Like to say thank you to WTWW International Shortwave Station for carrying us and all of our other local affiliates. Send us an email at studio at radiodisclosure.com. Again, that's studio at radiodisclosure.com. Like to hear from you. Tell us what's going on and what you would like to hear. If you want to call the studio, the number is 1-833-880-9899. That's 833-880-9899.